Continuing, Chavis Lavod Shar Bitachin, we mentioned, we're still in the Psycho, we mentioned, the Chavis Lavod is mentioned, the 10 benefits of somebody who's a Baal Bitachin more than alchemist. Alchemist would seem to be, it appear at face value, to be the quintessential person that has no daigus, he doesn't have to worry about anything, he could print money. For all intents and purposes, he has a printing press where he prints money. Because he changes silver into gold, and he changes bronze and standard metal into copper and silver. So he always has money whenever he needs, and he's good to go. Says the Chavis Lavod, no, it's not that simple. And sometimes we talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is better on 10 different levels than this person. He might not always have as much money, but al daigus and as what he does have, he's certainly much better off than the alchemist. That was 5 months ago when we left off pre-corona. Then we jumped for a little bit just when we were speaking about corona. We're going to go back to the Te'elis and the Hemshech of the Chavis Lavod Psicha. He says, "Vayi Te'elis shabitachon v'Hashem ivi l'avedus Hashem hu." Another benefit that bitachon brings somebody regarding the avedus Hashem is shabitach v'Hashem. Somebody that is affluent, somebody that has the means, he has money, the Rebbeinu Shlomo gave him money, then he's quick to be fulfill his chiyuvim to the Rebbeinu Shlomo, tzedakah, money spent on mitzvahs, v'chulu, or klapei bnei adam, helping out other people, chesed with his money, chesed with his whatever means he has to help anybody else out. He does the behave as slave. He's quick to do it. He's interested in doing it. Baruch Nadiva, and very generously. Why? Because he's Beitech and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that if he gave him something, then and he has more than he needs, then it's obviously to help other people. We'll see in a second. He really speaks about it a little bit more in the next Te'elis. But this is the Maaseh they say by Yisrael Kalanter. And one time his wife told him that she bought a lottery ticket. So he said, if that's the case, he took three people together by the side, and he said, "I'm being mafkir any zchus that I have in the lottery ticket before you. That I have no zchus, even though mashakani ishakana vayla, I don't want any zchus in it. I'm mafkir in front of you." So his wife heard what happened. She said, "It's so bad to have a little bit of money." So he said, "Listen here, how much is the lottery? 100,000, 100,000, whatever it was in those days. Let's say $100,000. Says $100,000 is much more than I need to live on." What? 200 years ago. It's much more than I need to live on. I don't need that money. So why would the Rebbeinu Shlomo give me, if I'm zeichin the pious, if I win the lottery, why does the Rebbeinu Shlomo give me so much money? Obviously, because I'm supposed to help out other people, because I don't need that for myself. He says, I have the time for that. I can go around Vilna to see who needs money and who needs medicine and who needs who doesn't have food in the refrigerator and who doesn't. I don't have time for that. I don't have the yichilas to do that. Therefore, I don't want to have any shaychas to it. In other words, Yisrael Kalanter for say that if the Rebbeinu Shlomo is giving you more money than you need, so then that's obviously to help out other people. That's mitzad echad. If a person has money, him ein lo rechush, and if he doesn't have money, umeshuchna is convinced ki had a rechush who lit echad hatayves Hashem itivimai. They shu meshuchra al yidekach mei chiyuvim she rechush who matal alav klapi elikim klapi neyadam. Vei libe ter bish merasi vitipuli. If a person doesn't have money, so then you can always look at it as he's always dejected, he's depressed, he doesn't have money. Imagine. And if a person donates to Kupata or whatever, then he's going to have Hashanah Tov and Masuka. And this guy doesn't have any money. He doesn't have... what's he going to do? He's depressed. He's not going to have all the Skosim. And he's not going to have all the Yeshuis. And he's not going to have all everything. And he doesn't have money to spend on hundreds of Shkolim on Esrei and Bechulu. That's one way of looking at it. But the Baal Bitachon looks at it and says, if the Rebbeinu Shlomo didn't give me money, obviously I'm not supposed to have the money. Obviously, I'm not supposed to have the money. What will I have? Tzedakah, I can give my 5 shekel. I'll give my whatever it is that I can give. I'm not going to give. And I'm not going to have the yeshuas, so I'll have to have it myself. I remember many a year ago, I moved into an apartment. It was 16 and a half years ago. I moved into an apartment, and I needed some help with wiring one of the light switches. So I called my neighbor, And the person that was reporting told them that my neighbor helped him out. So I called the neighbor, the mashgiach in the yeshiva. And in a second, he was able to do it. I said, how do you know how to do this thing? He says, I don't have any money. I can't afford to pay an electrician every time. So you have to learn how to do it yourself. You don't have money, so you can't pay off whatever it is. Somebody else is not going to daven for you. You daven for yourself. Right? Like we spoke about last week. Ribbono Shel Olam is our father. We'll daven for ourselves. You know, a person will learn how to daven instead of paying somebody else to daven for yourself. But a person does everything, always has the ability to look at it with as a mailer or as a chassar. The fact that a person has money as a mailer, it could be a chassar. Oish shomer lebal of the real. A person doesn't have money, he doesn't have money. Such any, he's part from all the chiyuvim. You know how hounded people are that have money. They don't have a second from themselves. They don't have. There's not a minute that there's no one that's bugging in, there's no one that's calling them, there's no one that's. And the mukhif to mechashben, every single person is a tak of rice that this person should give. How much does each person get? I know somebody, he gives a very wealthy person. Every person that walks through his door, I mean, it could be that he gives to other people, 150 pounds. He gives every person. You know what it is? Every person walks through the door, that's the starting price. 100. I mean, lemaisa b'etzem, certain people should be getting a lot more than that. Some people maybe shouldn't be getting that amount of. So it's kol hakavod that he does that. Chas v'chalila, it's from the biggest bali stock in the world at this point, as far as I know. But each person, the chiyuvim that a person has, if the Rebbe Shlom gave somebody the ability to have money and help other people, then he has to use it properly. I saw somebody who wrote a little bit. He said they were going from Alef Meitar. So they said that they were packing up their car to go on vacation. And as they're packing up their car to go on vacation, they meet somebody, a different family that came from somewhere else, come to Meitar, to vacation. Says, people are coming to us to vacation, and we're going to another place to vacation. So is our place a place to vacation, or is it not a place to vacation? So everybody, of course, always needs a change of scenery, b'chulu. But b'etzem, you could look at your place, wherever you live, as a place that's, this is the place that other people come to vacation. We say, this is where I live. I'm going to go out to who knows where and vacation. There's always two ways of looking at it. And the Baal Bitochin, he realizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only doing what's for your best. So if your best is that you shouldn't have any money right now, then that's your best. And look at the Milas. Because that's the Milas, that is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing it. It's not just look at the Milas, it's a good idea, so you should be happy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does everything with Tevotzko. The Baal Bitochin understands that it doesn't always mean that it's easy. It doesn't mean that I saw a Peladik HaMaitza by the Tosher Rebbe. Tremendous book. If anybody has, I am in no way Chassidish by any, but there's a tremendous, tremendous book, the Tosher Rebbe that just came out. B'kitzer, he was a Baal Chesed of a massive proportion. Because one time they didn't have money to pay for their mortgage for the building. And the whatchamacallit, the banks already threatened them that they're going to take away their building. And they got money from somewhere, and he decided that he's going to spend the money on a different chesed project, tzedakah for somebody else. Kitzur is galvayim, all upset, and how could you do that, and what's going to be with the buildings, and what's going to be that? He says, I'll tell you the truth, what does this thing mean to you? The thing mean to you is that I really believe that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to have the buildings, then we're going to have the buildings. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to have the buildings, we're not going to have the buildings. When a person that believes it, so I'm scared that if I give the money to tzedakah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to help me out. If we're supposed to have it, we're going to have it. And if we're not supposed to have it, we're not going to have it. Not that it's easy. Not that all the sweat and the toil and the years of building up his institutions and everything that he put into it is going to go in a second into the bank and it's going to be foreclosed at Hulu. Not that that's easy. But he realizes that if that's what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants, then that's what it is. And that's what's best. And that's really what... K'mo yishim esupar alecha rachasidim. One of the Hasidim said, Hashem yatzileni mipizur hanefesh. Kadosh Baruch Hu should save me from being pizur hanefesh is preoccupied with many things at once. Sholo Yisrael. So they asked him, Ma kavanot b'pizur hanefesh? What do you mean? What do you mean when it's pizur hanefesh? So he answered, Shleyeh li rechosh b'chol anamolim b'chol ha'arim. I shouldn't have money. I shouldn't have a diversified portfolio. I shouldn't have money all over the place. And I'm going to also own bridges and also own buildings. And I'm going to have money in over here. And I'm going to have boats and yachts and all over the countries and all over the different places. So I shouldn't be so busy with all the different things that I have. He looked at it as a mizah. He looked at it as something to daven for. Something that everybody say what he means. Somebody that has this mizah, they say with the Rav Shlomo Shvajon. That he once turned to Rebbe Shlomo and he said, Ribbono Shel Olam, please don't make me an usher. Please don't give me money. I don't want to be an usher. It's going to take away my ruach nefesh. It's one of the people that was listening to the shir says, Rebbe, you don't really mean it. He says, maybe I don't mean it, but you would never say that. You wouldn't take the chance, right? So he says, Kedesh Leitiyana Machshavayisim Fuzaris B'chol Makremes Alohu Zekivinu Chachmeinu Zal Mar Benachos Mar Badaikos. Somebody is Mar Benachos Mar Badaikos. Somebody is Daikos. Void Omru Ezu Asher Samech B'chalkoi. Who's the Asher Samech B'chalkoi? Somebody just told me a story. Past week they told me a story. Obviously it's a Moshe, but it's so true. That there was a king who was sick. And they told him that he was depressed or whatever. They says he has to wear the pajamas of somebody who's happy. Because they go around to all the different people that work in the palace, and they ask them the second in command, and they say, so we have a lot of things, we have a lot of money, we have a lot, but you want to know if we're happy? We're not happy. Kids are searching one after the next, and then finally they go out into the woods. They see a guy there playing on his harp in the woods, and the guy looks like he's having the time of his life. Kids, they ask him, Nu, are you that happy? He says, happy? I'm the happiest that a person could be. Ah, it's just the person we're looking for. The king is sick, he needs to wear the pajamas of somebody who's happy. He says, Vazalik Zogin, I don't have pajamas. Everybody thinks that if they have this, if they have that, if they have the other thing, if they have what Chaim Yankel has, if they have Shimon Tov has, if they have another house, if they have this, then I'm going to be happy. Chalamis mitlokshin, it's gain zachni. If a person is happy because he realizes that this is what's best for him, and if a person realizes, then even if he doesn't have anything, and it doesn't mean that a person that has a lot of money is not going to be happy. It has nothing to do with that. Ezu asher asamech b'chalkei, whatever his chalkei is. If his chalkei is that he has bread and water, or his chalkei is that he has kol tuv sela, kitzudas shalom yamelech b'shaitei. Avadeh b'ashem agiya l'teyelet selam homen, shalom yamumasek al yodet b'nesosei, the person who's by Derech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gets what he needs from the Ribbono Shel Olam, but without the daigus. In other words, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me, that's what I'm supposed to have. That's what I'm happy. If one day all I'm able to have is a few scraps of bread, that's what I'm happy. And if one day I'm able to have kol tuv sela, then that's what I'm happy with. But I'm not worried about not having every day having the most of what I need. I want to have Ribbono Shel Olam, what you want to give me. The sleep of the person who works hard is sweet. Whether he eats a lot or eats a little bit, but his sleep is sweet. And the fact that the usher is satisfied, the satiation that the usher has, it doesn't allow him to sleep. That's what they say in English. What's the difference between an employee and an employer? Whether they want to sleep well at night or eat well during the day. That's exactly the food of the guy. He eats well during the day, but at night he can't sleep because his mind is all over the place. The person, the employer, the employee in economy, itaka, maybe he doesn't make so much money, but at night he doesn't have daigus, he's not worried about it. And that's what a Briteh by HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no daigus, and he's able to be over HaKadosh Baruch Hu without having any pizza or nefesh.